Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we get a chance to bring you up to date with what's happening with our local teams. And for this segment, we're going to focus in on the sport of girls wrestling. Their season is well underway. And we're out here at Lebanon Middle School for this segment. And we're going to spend a few moments with head coach Mike Gramlin. And Mike, welcome to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you with us here. And is this your first year as head coach?
Yes, I'm this is the very first year of being a head coach. I've been the assistant coach for the last five, so this is the first year being the boss, I guess, but not really.
Who is the boss? Those girls you're coaching, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say the wife help is a tremendous help. She really helps me keep organized. And then my assistant coach is really good with our social media and everything else. So we kind of share in the role, I guess I would say.
Well, give me your thoughts on how this season's gone to this point.
We've had a really young, inexperienced team. We had one returner, which is our sophomore, Clara. We did get some more muscle power in a junior, and we got a lot of good freshmen. We got a really good sophomore, our junior, Carly. We got a really good sophomore cheerleader this year that hadn't wrestled before in Jasmine. We had Jalissa and Summer, they wrestled in middle school for me. This is their first year in the high school as freshmen. And then we had some new freshmen that had never wrestled before. So it was, like I said, young, not a whole lot of experience, but we've had some fun.
All right, well, good. And with a young team and not a lot of experience, does that kind of change how you coach the girls in some ways?
A lot of ways. Last year we had seven seniors, and my freshmen had already been wrestling for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So it was... We didn't have to go over the basics as much as going back to the basics, which is fine. In rebuilding years, you have to, and that's fine. But that's where we're at. We're in a rebuilding year this year.
So when you start with a young team, where do you kind of begin as far as teaching them how to wrestle and wrestle properly?
Well, we start with the easy fundamentals and build off of those. So that's kind of the key to any wrestling, really, is to start with the basics. Start with the easiest fundamentals, shots or defense or stance or whatever, and build off of that.
All so, right. Again, Mike Gramlin is along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We talked Lady Tigers wrestling. Let's go back, I think maybe a week ago, you hosted an invitational at the high school. And tell me about how often Lebanon has hosted an invitational.
So,
go ahead.
This is the fifth invitational. Every year we end up being the largest in the state. This year's no exception. We had over 400 girls. Barring the state tournament, we hold the largest tournament in the state for the girls. Next year it may change. It sounds like we're getting sanctioned next year. So it'll be more of a varsity tournament next year than a free-for-all multiple weight in the weight class. So I'll be interested to see how that looks next year, but we will continue it.
So how do you organize an event where you get 400 athletes in the, I guess, Lebanon High School gym? Do you use both gyms over there at the high school?
Yeah, we use both gyms. I would say lots and lots and lots of help is how you organize something like that. I have a guy named Jason DeLoins. He is the coach for New Powell. He also runs tournaments. He has ran our tournament for the last 4 or 5 years. He's a great guy. Does a great job. Can't be more appreciative to him. Pat Colt puts our stuff together. Jeremy Gillett actually came and helped a little bit this year. Lexi, all the girls throw in. It's a big community.
Sure. What time did the event begin, and what time did you wrap up?
So the event got started a little late. We got started around 10:30. We finished at 7:30. Okay. So we were at Penn the week before. They had a little bit less numbers, and we were there later and got home later. So we felt pretty good about what happened, even with the late start.
Yeah. Any successes you can talk about from the day?
So Jasmine placed third. A lot of my girls were beat and banged up, so they ended up being my table help and helping me out. Jasmine Moore placed third in the tournament. She did a great job. Only lost the one, and the one she did lose, she was real close in. So that was a shining star in there. Carly wrestled hard. Everybody wrestled hard. Everybody wrestled well, but we just didn't quite pull some podiums. That's fine. That happens every once in a while.
Yeah. Of the girls that you have on your team, who have you seen the most improvement out of over this season?
I would say that's a coin flip between Carly and Jasmine. They both have improved greatly. I love watching them wrestle. I love watching all my girls wrestle. But I would say improvement-wise, starting from nothing to where they are now, that would definitely be them.
All right. Again, Coach Mike Gramlin is along with us here. We're talking Lady Tigers wrestling. So what's coming up next on the schedule for the girls?
So 22nd, which is the Friday, first Friday of the break, we're going to Mooresville for a little tune-up tournament. And then come the 30th, we're going straight to the state series. We have regionals in Crawfordsville. So we're getting to the end of the season and ready to rock. My birthday's for regionals, so I keep telling the girls a regional championship is what I want for my birthday, but we'll see.
All right. And do you anticipate more girls being at the regional this year than what you've seen in the past?
So I honestly am not sure what to anticipate. There's 8 regionals as opposed to 4.
Okay.
So we've doubled the regionals, and now we've thrown a semi-state into it. So now there's 4 semi-states and then in the state. So there's 3 weekends of wrestling to get there, whether it was 2 before. So we'll see how the numbers turn out and how the regionals space out. Some may have more, some may have less, just because we're following the boys' regionals right now.
Yeah, for sure. How soon do you think before it's an official IHSA sport? What, a couple years?
They're talking next year, so
okay.
I'm really got my fingers crossed for it. Early before the season started, you know, the ISHA is talking about trying to push it through to next year. I haven't heard anything different, so I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I know that's what a lot of the coaches and wrestlers want to see.
Oh, yeah.
Get official recognition, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I put 4 daughters through this program, and I'd love to at least see one get through with an ISHA.
Yeah. Again, Mike Gramlin along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Lady Tigers wrestling. Let's go ahead and welcome in our guests to this portion of our program, and that would be the 3 wrestlers that we have with us right now. Well, let's go ahead and welcome in our wrestlers, and we'll begin with our freshman here, Jalissa Younts. And Jalissa, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Why wrestling for you? Why did you want to participate in this sport?
Because I thought that it would help me improve my strength and so
have you seen that to be true?
Yeah.
Okay. Had you wrestled before coming into this year, the high school?
Yeah, I wrestled for the middle school for 2 years.
Okay. What's the difference between a wrestler at the middle school and a wrestler now at the high school?
At the middle school, I felt it was not as like a put together like sport. Like, I feel like I don't know, but at the high school I feel like we have more like tournaments and meets and stuff, and it helps.
Little more serious, would that be fair?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. What do you like best about it?
I enjoy the team, like the relationships I make with the team.
Who on the team makes you a better wrestler?
I feel like everyone makes me a better wrestler.
Your weight is what?
115.
And have you had some good matches this season?
Yeah.
Have you gotten some wins?
Yes.
Well, good. Congratulations. I hope you get more.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Next up, we have Claire Gramlin. Claire, how are you? Or is it Clara? I want to make sure.
Clara.
Okay. I want to make sure I get this right. So, Clara, welcome. How are you?
I'm good.
So, you are a sophomore,
yes.
170-pound wrestler, and how's the sophomore season going for you?
It's going pretty good. Definitely, I've learned a lot over the summer, so it's definitely helping me through the season. But we're continually to learn more things about the opponents that I have lost to this year, but it's only making me better.
All right. Last year, you had some success, did you not?
Yes.
Give us a quick reminder of what you were able to accomplish last year.
Last year, I was able to win regionals and then place 4th at state.
Okay. So you know what it's like to be on the podium.
Yes.
How has that motivated you coming into this year?
It's really pushed me tremendously because seeing myself settle for 4th, in my opinion, I knew I could do better, and I had more potential than I was giving. So I really pushed myself this summer. I went to a lot of out-of-state camps and really just practiced hard this summer to make myself a better wrestler. And I really feel like it's proving myself this year, but I know there's still more I can do.
All right. And what areas of wrestling have you seen the biggest improvement for yourself?
Definitely I can definitely shoot better. I know how to defend better. Kind of all around, I've been able to just grow off those basics and kind of get them to a higher expectation.
All right. And what's it like having your dad as a coach? Obviously, he's been a part of the program since you've been here. Is it a little bit different, though, having him as head coach or not?
It is a little different because we kind of have to find the boundary between coach and athlete between father and daughter. So sometimes if I don't feel great about a practice, we have to make sure we know where we stand between the conversations so no one's feelings get hurt, especially between mine and his, because I want to make sure we both can keep up a positive relationship between it all.
All right. Who on the team makes you a better wrestler?
Definitely Carly Adams. She's my only partner. She's the one who could keep up with me, but she's really strived me. And then I'd also say all the other girls, too, they keep continuously to encourage me and push me to be better. But Carly really has to stick with me, so.
Right. Again, Clara Gramlin with us here, 170-pound wrestler for the Lebanon Lady Tiger wrestling team. And you heard her name mentioned, so we'll welcome Carly Adams into our conversation. Hi, Carly. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you with us here. You're junior here at Lebanon High School. And what weight class do you wrestle?
140.
You wrestle 140?
Yeah.
But you wrestle and practice with Clara?
Yeah, I do.
She's got a little bit of weight on you.
Yeah.
And I would guess that probably makes you a better wrestler.
Yeah, it pushes me to just work harder and know that I have more potential.
So why wrestling for you? Why wrestling for you?
Just like during basketball season, I did that last year, and I felt like I had like more strength and more potential in a different sport. Obviously, I loved it, but coming into the sport and just like doing stuff over the summer, especially with Clara, I saw that I had more potential here than I did in basketball. So I felt like it'd be a better area for me to succeed.
Okay. Had you wrestled before this year?
No, this is my first year.
So what was the biggest surprise to getting involved in this sport for you?
Definitely the running. For some reason, I just never thought that, like, there'd be a whole lot of running and conditioning with it, but we do a lot of conditioning, and it does pay off a whole lot.
You probably figured out pretty quick there's a lot of conditioning involved in wrestling,
isn't
there? Yeah, I did. Again, we're talking Lady Tigers wrestling here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Carly Adams is with us here. So what's been some success for you, Carly?
I'd just say, like, everything overall, especially going in first year, not really having a whole lot of an idea of what's going on, just being able to improve overall and have the girls around me just being very supportive.
Clara mentioned that you make her a better wrestler. Does she make you a better wrestler?
Yes,
and
every day.
And what is it about her that makes you a better wrestler?
She motivates me a lot, and she knows that I have a lot of potential, and she just pushes me to be the best every day.
Okay. Do you have a goal in mind for this year? Something you'd like to accomplish?
Honestly, I'd say making it to state. That's the goal that we have in mind.
Okay. Clara, what about for you? What's your goal?
I would like to be in the state finals this year.
Okay. All right. And Jalissa, what about for you? What's your goal for this season?
Same as Carly, make it to state.
All right. Well, very good. We've been talking Lady Tigers wrestling here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with head coach Mike Gramlin, and we thank him for his time. And also want to say thanks to our three wrestlers, Jalissa Yance, Clara Gramlin, and Carly Adams. We say thanks to all of them and wish them good luck throughout the rest of the season. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.